This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Anwar Zuraiqat, is that our own Anwar, Crescent View Academy? MashaAllah, hopefully that's you. بإذن الله تعالى, we love you Anwar. شيخ, ممكن تتكلم عن الآية وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. Brother Anwar is referring to the verse in سورة الأنفال. وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقَّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوْ ائْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. This verse, Brother Anwar, is related to the disbelievers in Mecca wanting a sign in order to believe. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I send a sign to the Quraishi, to the disbelievers in Mecca, and if they don't believe my sunnah, the system of Allah, the established system of Allah, that they have to be wiped away from the face of this earth. I have to punish them like I punished Ad, I punished Thamud, I punished all these other nations. And I don't want to punish them collectively. I don't want to wipe them while you are amongst them. And I don't want to punish them while you are, making istighfar, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes to a verse like this, even though we know the reason for its revelation, but the scholars of Tafsir, Brother Anwar, they say, ليس العبرة بخصوص السبب ولكن العبرة بعموم اللفظ. When you look at the verse of the Quran, even though you know the criteria of the revelation or the reason for the revelation of the verse, but the text is what you understood from the verse, because the general meaning, Allah is telling you what? I'm not going to punish them while you're still alive. So this is done. The Prophet ﷺ is no longer amongst us. So what is left for us now to protect ourselves from being wiped away as Muslims from the face of this earth is listighfar. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. I think Brother Anwar is inviting all of us Muslims, and this is what I started the broadcast with. Tawbah and istighfar. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ. You see, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us experience this, so we can look back and make istighfar and make tawbah. And this is the call. And this is what I said, if you are to leave with something from the broadcast tonight, do like Yunus alayhi salam, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I'm wrong. Wallahi, ya ikhwa, I'm your first. Wallahi, I have my shortcomings. I have my shortcomings. And if we all look into this and ponder upon our case and our condition, inshaAllah, Allah will better our condition bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Nas'Allah an yubarik fiqh, Brother Anwar. Should we stock up? No. I mean, we shouldn't. We shouldn't, inshallah.